As always, we'd like to welcome you to First Presbyterian Church. We're excited that you've joined us in worship this first Sunday of Advent. On April 13th, 1742, at Music Hall in Dublin, Ireland, The Messiah, composed by George Frederick Handel, made its debut. With a record crowd that night, the ladies heeded pleas to wear dresses without hoops in order to make more room for the company. The Messiah mesmerized the crowd that night and has continued to do the same for the past 277 years. Written originally for an Easter performance, The Messiah is now a fixture of the Christmas season, with its first part focusing on the prophecies of the birth of Jesus Christ, the second exalting Christ's sacrifice for humanity, and the final section giving praise for his resurrection. The words of the Messiah are passages from the Bible, added to the music by a preacher named Charles Jennens, who wrote the piece as a collage of Bible verses with the purpose of telling the story of the coming of the Messiah. He stated to a friend, "I hope Handel will lay out his whole genius and skill upon it, that the composition may excel all his former compositions as the subject excels every other subject." It was said that Handel, even when writing religious pieces, always kept in mind and focused on the human response to the divine, seeking to elicit a person's feelings and emotions throughout the piece. Throughout our service this first Sunday of Advent, we will be listening to several pieces of music from the Messiah, and we'll be reading through the scripture passages as well. May it be our desire that our hearts and minds will be awakened in a new way, that this will elicit in us a response to the God who deeply loves us and sent the Messiah to redeem and renew us. Following our service this morning, the worship ministry team invites you to join us in the lounge for wassail and cookies and fellowship. And at this time, I'd like to introduce to you Jessica Ellis, our new administrative assistant. Some of you had a chance to meet her. Well, not everyone, but she, her husband Joe, and their son PJ, who I think is downstairs at this point, are here both to lead us in the lighting of the Advent wreath, and they are going to join us as well in fellowship or in the lounge following the service, so that those of you who have not had a chance to meet them may do so. So I'd like to invite you guys up to lead us in the lighting of the Advent wreath.
Prepare the way of the Lord. We light this candle in hope, the hope of our coming Savior, Jesus. Prepare then the way of the Lord.
Thank you.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Let us make our confession to God. Please bow your heads with me. Merciful God, always with us, always coming. We confess that we do not know how to prepare for your advent. We have forgotten how to hope in miracles. Too often we have ignored the promise of your kingdom. Too easily we get distracted by all the busyness of the season. Forgive us, O God. Grant us the simple wonder of the shepherds, the intelligent courage of the Magi, and the patient faith of Mary and Joseph, that we may journey with them to Bethlehem and find the good news of a child born for us. Now, in the quiet of our hearts, we ask you to make us ready for his coming. Please take a few moments in silent prayer. Comfort. Comfort my people, says your God. Your sins are pardoned. The penalty is paid. And all God's people said, thanks be to God. O mighty one, you have done and are doing great things for us, and holy is your name. And so now bless all that we offer to you, ourselves, our time, and our possessions, that through us your grace and favor may be made known to all the world. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Amen. Let us pray. O God, your word is mighty. It is powerful, and it is living. And so we pray now that as we hear your word, that it'll reach our hearts, continue to transform our lives, and draw us ever closer to you. Bless this time, we ask. In Jesus' strong name, amen. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her, that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill made low. The crooked straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once, a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. The Lord, whom ye seek, shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire. And he shall purify the sons of Levi, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. O thou that tellest good tidings to Zion, get thee up into the high mountain. O thou that tellest good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, and be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light, and they that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. There were shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is the righteous Savior, and he shall speak peace unto the heathen. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd, and he shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those that are with young. Come unto him, all ye that labor, that are heavy laden, and he shall give you rest. Take his yoke upon you and learn from him, for he is meek and lowly of heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. His yoke is easy, and his burden is light. Behold the Lamb of God, that taketh away the sin of the world. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He gave his back to the smiters, and his cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. He hid not his face from shame and spitting. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned, every one, to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. All they that see him laugh him to scorn. They shoot out their lips and shake their heads, saying, he trusted in God that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, if he delight in him. Thy rebuke hath broken his heart. He is full of heaviness. He looked for some to have pity on him, but there was no man, neither found he any to comfort him. Behold, and see if there be any sorrow like unto his sorrow. He was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of thy people, he was stricken. But thou didst not leave his soul in hell, nor didst thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee? Let all the angels of God worship him. Thou art gone up on high. Thou hast led captivity captive and received gifts for men, yea, even for thine enemies, that the Lord God might dwell among them. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of the preachers. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. And bring glad tidings of good things. Their sound is gone out into all lands, and their words unto the ends of the world. Why do the nations so furiously rage together? Why do the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth rise up, and the rulers take counsels together against the Lord and his anointed. Let us break their bonds asunder and cast away their yokes from us. He that dwelleth in the heavens shall laugh them to scorn. The Lord shall have them in derision. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. And now at this time, following tradition, I'd like to invite all who are able to stand as we listen to, and if you know it and would like to sing along, the Hallelujah Chorus. Please stand.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. The kingdom of this world is become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. And he shall reign forever and ever, King of kings, Lord of lords. I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. For now is Christ risen from the dead, the firstfruits of them that sleep. Since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. The trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. If God be for us, who can be against us? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is at the right hand of God, who makes intercession for us. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain, and hath redeemed us to God by his blood, to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Blessing and honor, glory and power to be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I stumbled upon a prayer this week by Henry Nouwen that I felt fitting for this first day of Advent. I'd like to invite you to bow your heads and join me as I read this prayer and join in the spirit of this prayer for us, God's people. Dear Lord, give me eyes to see and ears to hear. I know there is light in the darkness that makes everything new. I know there is new life in suffering that opens a new earth for me. I know there is a joy beyond sorrow that rejuvenates my heart. Yes, Lord, I know that you are, that you act, that you love, that you indeed are light, life, and truth. People, work, plans, projects, ideas, meetings, buildings, paintings, music, and literature, all can only give me real joy and peace when I can see and hear them as reflections of your presence, your glory, your kingdom. Let me then see and hear. Let me be so taken by what you show me and by what you say to me that your vision and hearing become my guide in life and impart meaning to all my concerns. Let me see and hear what is really real. And let me have the courage to keep unmasking the endless unrealities which disturb my life every day. Now I see only in a mirror, but one day, O Lord, I hope to see you face to face. And now unite us in our faith as we join in one voice to pray the prayer that you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. In gratitude to God, empowered by the Spirit, let us strive to serve Christ in our daily tasks and to live holy and joyful lives, even as we watch for God's new heaven and new earth, praying, "Come, Lord Jesus, come."
Oh.
Well, you haven't, I doubt. But this morning's one of those mornings where it would be worth your time to just turn and just take in the brilliance of the Jesus stained glass window. And just the way that the light floods into this darkness. And just how that speaks to us as we enter into this Advent season. May God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you now and forevermore as we go in peace. May the peace of the Lord be with you. Let's take a few moments to greet each other with the Lord's peace. And I remind you and encourage you to join us in Fellowship Hall for wassail and more cookies than you can eat in a time of fellowship.